How is digital storytelling different from other narrative methods, Antonia?
That's a very, very interesting question, because of course narrative approaches, they are, you know, multiple and so diverse, and digital storytelling can follow precise rules if we apply a conventional model. So when we talk about digital storytelling, usually we talk about workshop-based activity that can be organized within 3 days, 5 days, or 1 day, depending on participants' availability, and goes through five steps. The first of which is the story circle, that is a space for people to share an idea of a story. The second step is the script writing, that is when we ask people to actually try and shape what they have told in the story circle in a script of around 200-250 words. The reason why we ask them to be within 250 words is because it's a workshop-based activity, then we need to have enough time for those people to actually work on the video editing and audio recording within the time frame of the workshop. The third step is the audio recording, in which we ask participants to record with an audio device, audio recording device, the voiceover by reading the script. And then we go through a video editing process when we teach participants, even if they have no IT skills, they don't know how to do video editing, we make them able to actually produce an exciting piece of media through a very simple set of tools that we can use. And then we go through the fifth step that is quite important, that is the screening. So when we play all the stories, all the videos that have been created during the workshop, and the beauty of the screening part is, or the screening session, is actually that people can witness the transformation of a narrative from a story that has been told and shared during the story circle, to a story that has been written in the script writing, to a story that has been somehow performed while recording the voiceover, and then the combination of different languages in the video, so the visual language text that can be used in the video also to represent something that has been untold, cannot be told. And then, of course, they can recognize also their own feedback, because as we said, it's a social process. So we ask each participant to inform each other's creative process and provide feedback as an active audience, as an active listener. And therefore, in the screening, I could recognize my own feedback to your story and say, oh, actually, now it makes more sense to what we were discussing as part of the story circle, or while we were helping each other during the video editing. So it's such a magic co-creative process, but still very personal, because each individual story is a first person narrative. So somebody who is talking about their own experiences, their own memories from a first person, from a personal perspective.